A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one whom had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us then feast with joy in the Lord. We just heard these words from our second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. On this Easter morning, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Our joyous feast is centered upon the sacrifice of the Paschal Lamb, who is Jesus Christ. Today is the beginning of the new creation. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. As we cheerfully reflect on our readings for today, we come to realize that an encounter with the risen Christ changes everything. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard St. Peter preach faith in the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ, who brings about the forgiveness of sins. In our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, we heard Paul tell us to get rid of old yeast and celebrate the Paschal mystery as a fresh batch of unleavened bread. Finally, we heard the testimony of St. John in our gospel, who ran faster than Peter, saw the tomb, and believed. Let us together meditate on the resurrection of our Lord. First, let us contemplate how the resurrection calls us to new life in Christ Jesus. And second, how St. Paul's image of unleavened bread helps us to live our new life. Finally, let us ask the Lord for the grace to run as St. John with excited hope in the life to come. To begin our meditation on how the resurrection calls us to new life in Christ, let us turn our attention to our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. What is the context of this beautiful speech of St. Peter? St. Peter, speaking to the family of a Gentile centurion by the name of Cornelius. Cornelius and his family are devout and desire to worship God. Peter has just experienced a vision from an angel telling him to visit the house of Cornelius. The reading we just heard moments ago are the words Peter spoke to the Cornelius family. As St. Peter proclaimed the gospel, for indeed, the heart of the gospel is to proclaim that Jesus died and on the third day rose for the forgiveness of sins. In the very act of preaching, the Holy Spirit came down upon all in the household, and they began to believe. This is the power of the resurrection. Peter, who was a witness to the risen Lord, was commissioned by our Lord to proclaim the gospel and to baptize. Peter, who denied Christ, was filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaimed the truth boldly to the ends of the earth. Peter, a Jewish fisherman, found himself baptizing a Roman centurion and his whole family. Why? Because of the power of Christ risen from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus calls us to new life in him. It calls us to a radical change of life. Leave behind your boats and become fishers of men. We did not walk with the Lord 2,000 years ago. We do not encounter the Lord on the Sea of Galilee, but we have encountered the Lord. We have encountered the risen Lord in the Word of God, in the teachings of the church, and especially in the church's sacraments. We encounter the Lord in an intimate way in the Eucharist, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. The resurrection calls us to new life. Let us now turn to our reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Recall that how St. Paul instructs us to clear out the old yeast. He tells us to celebrate Easter with unleavened bread. What is he talking about? St. Paul is giving us an image of what our new lives in Christ looks like. Yeast, for St. Paul, represents boasting and sinful pride. If you imagine a lump of dough for a moment, you can feel the dough becoming more elastic as you knead it. The warm, yeasty aroma is pleasant to your sense of smell. If you put the lump of dough in a warm place and wait a few moments, it will begin to puff up, to expand. Wait, that is exactly how we describe sinful pride, becoming puffed up, more full of myself. We do not need to limit ourselves to pride, however. Old yeast might be an image for any one of your sinful habits. The point is, clear out the source of the problem, the old yeast. Unleavened bread, bread without yeast, is a bread made to be offered in worship. We are called to imitate our Lord, the Paschal Lamb, who offered himself to the Father in loving sacrifice. Yes, the season of Lent is over, but the season of growing closer to our Lord is just beginning. Becoming unleavened bread is an excellent image for us of the kind of life the resurrection calls us to live. Let us now turn to our final part of our meditation, to the Gospel of John. In the Gospel we just heard, we listened to how St. John, that is the other disciple, ran faster than Peter. We are also called to run. Before he enters the tomb, before he begins running, John does not yet believe in the resurrection. However, St. John runs fast because he has hope. He has hope in discovering faith in the resurrection. When he sees the empty tomb, he begins to believe Jesus is risen from the dead. We run to the tomb only when we are seeking the Lord. There is a single-mindedness about running to a destination. All you can think about is the destination. Everything you do, your breathing, your gaze, your bodily motions are focused on getting you to the destination. St. Paul says, run so as to win. The tomb is the death of our selfishness and sins. The tomb is the death of our selfishness and sins. But the true destination we are running towards is Jesus. Jesus is risen. He is not in the tomb. Let us run to him. Let us put away the old yeast and begin the work of loving God and loving each other. Amen.